Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, August 8th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Stonegate updates coverage on Black Sky Technology, Inc., 2YKSY. 2Q25, Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Black Sky Technology, Inc., Y for the second quarter of 2025. BKSY reported revenue of $22.2 million with an adjusted EBITDA of $2.8 million and an EPS of 1.27. Imagery and software analytical services revenue increased to $18.0 million, while professional and engineering services revenue declined to $4.2 million. The company secured over $35.0 million in new contracts, growing its total backlog to $356.1 million. With key wins in international markets. BKSY successfully launched its second Gen 3 satellite with plans for more launches in 2025 and 2026. The company also completed a $185.0 million convertible note offering, strengthening its balance sheet. BKSY reaffirmed its FY25 revenue guidance and adjusted EBITDA, expecting stronger revenue in the second half of the year.
Excessive ultra-processed foods, UPFs, and poor nutrition tied to poor health. Excessive ultra-processed foods, or UPFs, are linked to poor health due to their poor nutritional quality, high in saturated fats, added sugars, and sodium. These UPFs contribute to adverse health outcomes like heart attack, stroke, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. While some UPFs have better nutritional value, most are unhealthy. The American Heart Association's new science advisory recommends reducing UPF consumption and replacing them with healthier options like vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and lean proteins. Research is needed to understand the impact of UPFs on health and to regulate food additives. UPFs are prevalent in the U.S. diet, with 55% of calories consumed being UPFs. Efforts are needed to shift eating patterns away from UPFs to improve public health.
Smaller, tougher, smarter. Graphene accelerometers break new ground. Researchers have developed a new type of nanoelectromechanical system accelerometer using fully clamped, double-layer graphene membranes with attached silicon-proof masses. By narrowing the trench width to just 1 millimeter, they significantly improve device yield, mechanical robustness, and operational lifespan while maintaining high sensitivity. This breakthrough opens the door for highly integrated, ultra-small accelerometers in applications ranging from wearable electronics to medical robotics and precision instrumentation. The study, published in Microsystems and Nanoengineering, showcases a scalable solution for miniaturized, high-sensitivity acceleration sensing, offering critical design guidance for optimizing next-generation graphene-based sensors.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.